This is on the church calendar with what we call Trinity Sunday. Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's probably one of the most difficult ideas of the Christian faith, that concept of God, three persons in one being. I was thinking, you know, over the years we've had a lot of analogies and so forth, and Judy was getting her hair cut and stuff together the other day, and then there was a little can of oil that she would put on her clippers. And the oil was called three-in-one. Some of you might remember. I don't think we use three-in-one oil much anymore, but it was a staple when I was growing up. Used it for a lot of things around the house. Three-in-one oil. Well, the term Trinity is really not in Scripture. But the idea of the Trinity is all over the place, all throughout Scripture. And it begins in Genesis when the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. And God said, "Let us make mankind in our own image." And he stretched that whole thing right through to the book of Revelation in chapter 22, as we see the throne of God and the Lamb, and the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Of course, the Lamb is Jesus Christ, and he shares his Father with the throne, and the Spirit is there. Now, many Christians and even non-Christians, really, and I don't know why, because it is by faith, have a difficult time of this idea of the Trinity. When the church first burst on the scene in the book of Acts, you could talk about all the things that are in there, the coming of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost, which we celebrated last week. Many people, and well, particularly the Jewish believers in the surrounding cultures, as we talked about last week, about how Christ's followers were thought to be polytheists. Okay, preacher, that's a big old word. What word? What's that mean, polytheist? Well, they kind of thought that the Christians of that day was believing in three gods, not merely one. Today we have Jesus only people, that they just want to believe in Jesus. They don't want nothing to do with the Holy Spirit, or not even with God in so many ways. They just say, well, Jesus manifested himself to all of us, and that's so true. But I think the Trinity concept, being as difficult as it is, and you probably heard it like me over the years, people trying to explain it, and I am not going to try to explain it, because I'm just like you. I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit and the blessings of the Father. So I believe in the concept of the Trinity, but I would never try to explain it in ways that, well, anybody would say, "Oh yeah, now I get it." There's a lot of metaphors. Kind of just run across a couple of them over the years that tried to explain the Trinity, three-in-one concept, if you would. And they talk about, well, you know, an egg has a yolk, has a white inside, and it's got a shell. So there you are, three concepts, one egg. The human being thinking, well, I can be a father, and I can be a son, and I can be a brother, but I am just one human being. And the one that I always like, and I use it occasionally, is the ice and steam and liquid. You know, it's all water. It's all H2O. But anyhow, I said all that to say that there is no explanation that's perfect. No example covers it. So we just keep plugging away to do the best we can to explain the unexplainable. Our brothers and sisters in the Roman Catholic Church, though, has really came up with a way that's kind of maybe simplistic. They simply say the mystery of the Trinity. Well, it's just like the mystery of the faith. I think that's a good way of explaining it. It's just the mystery of the Trinity. And the church fathers years ago did their best to try to get that concept that people would be able to understand it. But it is by faith that we just believe it. But how do we believe in one God and still hold all these three entities together? You know, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, I think the Bible makes it very clear that there is a Father, there is a Son, His name is Jesus, and there is a Holy Spirit. In fact, the scripture reading for this week in John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15, kind of gives us a clue of that Jesus told his disciples, and of course told us through scriptures, before he left to go and to be permanently with the Father. So the church, I think, has done its level best over the years to recognize the three persons and one God, is better known as the Godhead. The Apostle Paul probably did as much to help all of us to grasp that three-in-one theory, or three-in-one, or the Trinity. I think he did a very good job trying to explain it the best he could. He made references to this in Galatians 4:6, where he says, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, and the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father, or I like to say, Daddy. And his benediction in 2 Corinthians 13 stands out as another example of the Trinitarian, and we say that Trinitarian, people who believe in the Trinity, with an understanding. He said, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Well, this is a good time on the church calendar as we look at a lot of different things, and Trinity Sunday is special. I'm going to bring my message on Sunday, and I entitled it, You Can't Handle the Truth. Well, that came from a movie scene that I'm going to make reference to. But what about us as people? Can we really handle the truth? You know, Pilate said to Jesus when he was saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Pilate said, well, what is truth? I think we all struggle with, what is truth? Well, the world says there's no absolutes in life. Well, there is one absolute that we all have to deal with. Unless the Lord comes for us first, we're all going to experience physical death. That's an absolute. And one of the sad things of our fellowship here at Bethel, Tina Crowder Oaks, as many of you know, and Travis Oaks, they're a married couple in our church. Tina is our lay leader. And her dad, Jimmy Crowder, has been ill for a good while. And this past Sunday, he went home to be with the Lord. So we all experience that. We all have that is in our families, and we all deal with things like that. And so we want to lift up on our prayer time, especially the Crowder family. More importantly, Tina. She's the one that is the closest to us. You can find the obituary on Beavis's website, Beavis Funeral Home. Beavis does a great job for families and helping to put together things. And one of the problems that they run across, they want to celebrate his life, and we need to do that. Our little church isn't big enough because Jimmy's been in the business world here in Tallahassee for 60 years or so. So a lot of business associates and a lot of other people besides family and friends, and so to try to find a venue that would be big enough to allow people to come to celebrate his life. The memorial service and a little reception is going to be held on Monday, June the 13th, which if you're listening to this would be like tomorrow, Monday the 13th. Today, recording comes up onto the website on June the 12th. And it's going to be held at the FSU Dunlap Champions Club at Doak Campbell Stadium at 11 o'clock on Monday. Now, in lieu of flowers, what they're asking for is the donations to be made to the Sea Quarters Marina Kingfish Tournament, which is a charitable organization that helps with the Leukemia Foundation. Tina's sister had passed away and got leukemia, and her name was Lisa, and the tournament and the fundraising is done in her honor to support the Leukemia Foundation. So there was many people that we were around, and when Jimmy had been ill for the last few months, visiting Angels had been very helpful to Tina, and of course Big Ben Hospice, and the support of the church and the family. So we want to take time to just to let you know about that, and to keep Tina and her family in prayer, as the old song says, "Onward, Christian soldiers." Because see, we're all here. We're left behind for a reason and a purpose, to encourage one another and help one another through times like this. So I'm sure that if you've been alive for a while, you've had family members, maybe close to you and so forth, that went home to be with the Lord. So it gives back to that Trinity thing, because when we leave this earth, we go home to be with the Father. And Jesus said, when I go home to be with Daddy, I'm going to send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the one to come alongside to be with you and help you. And so we hang on to that Trinitarian belief and the peace that passes all understanding. That you've heard me say, I like to paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7, that if I only had this life to look forward to, I'd be a sorry puppy. But because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and the promise coming again, we have hope. We call it the blessed hope. The blessed hope that's available to us through Jesus Christ. So we thank you for the opportunity just to come and let me share some of my thoughts and prayers this morning. So there's other people that's within our church and other people that you might know that are in need and a touch of a prayer, different healing things that we all need, financial issues and all kinds of stuff. So we just come into a prayer of agreement or a prayer of intercession for all of those. You can find some of the names on the website through the bulletin and different prayer requests and all of that. So, but we want to just take time to close this little segment with a prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. And it's a prayer that we can use for all of our prayers to line up with. As we pray the prayer Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers here on this online service. I'm honored to be able to just to come and share my heart with you, and I am truly honored that any of you got interested in anything that I might have to say. But thank you. God bless you.